is.
Our first public hearing is case number 12364. Deborah Clements seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirements for proposed structures, sections 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of New Road and New Lane. The 911 address is 2 New Lane, Lewis. Zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is 335-8.00-597.00. The applicant is specifically asking for a 6.7-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a proposed screen porch, and that proposed porch is over an existing deck, which is in compliance.
And there are zero letters.
I'm sorry, zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and 2 mail returns.
Did you say the existing deck is in compliance?
Correct. Okay.
There's anyone here for that case? Okay. If you wish to come up and be sworn in, you come up here.
Here.
Great. State your name and address for the record.
Yes, William Fay, address 21250 N Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Can you wait right here? I'm going to have these other folks sworn in at the same time as you. Good evening, ma'am. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Deborah Clements at 2 New Lane, Lewis.
Thank you.
Stephen Largent, 2 New Lane and Lewis.
Okay. And do you all three swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And when you go up to the podium, just state your name for the record. If you have any exhibits, you can send them down to Ms. Volkiewicz at the end. Thank you.
Do you have a copy of these for yourself?
No, I don't. That's just the changes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Would you like to present your case?
Yes, there's an existing deck there that needs a roof over it. My client here, one of the things that I omitted in the original application here is he has a disability. One of the main reasons is we want to put a roof over it is because he's unstable on his feet. It becomes slippery, and the old deck that was there rotted down to the ground because of the elements. So that's the reason why we want to put a roof over it.
So did you replace the deck that was rotting away?
Yes.
Okay, there's 5 reasons for granting a variance, and you have those on your application?
Yes, I do.
Could you go over those with us, please?
It's a dual front lot, so we're unable to do anything on the opposite side of the house because of its close proximity to New Road. And we're kind of limited to the 12 by 24 footprint, you know, that we already have. That's existing right now, and that was had a permit for it back in 1999. And we're working around it to put the roof over it. And the existing property lines are constructed. Construction of the roof over it. The client needs protection from the snow when entering to and from the house. And then number 3, we are working with what we are dealt with. We're dealt with the existing deck. We're trying to stay within that footprint. And nothing that we're doing is changing the character of the neighborhood.
So let me get this straight here. So back in 99, you built the deck.
We didn't build it. The deck.
It's been there for a long 22 years.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with the original construction.
Well, let me finish. I was getting. So have you replaced it since 1999?
No.
I thought.
We repaired it.
No.
There was a lot of rotted areas on it.
Okay. So you've repaired it so that it's safe.
Right.
But you wish to put a roof over it so that you don't have, if it's not slippery and wet. And
exactly.
Do you have a porch on the other side of the dwelling? And is it covered?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's on the back side and the left side of the house.
Okay. Okay, does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, this is the main entrance, and this is as close to where he parks his car.
Okay.
So it's...
So your driveway's on that side?
The driveway is...
Driveway's on that side, yeah.
Is on the left side, and the walkway is just off the driveway. It takes you up and onto the deck in the front.
Okay.
And just because of weather-related issues, that it takes a terrible beating on my front doors. It just eats it away. I think this is the third door I replaced.
All right, are there any questions for members of the board of the applicant?
Let's see. 1999 deck in compliance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There was a permit applied for and a permit was granted, and I'm assuming the inspection was done at that time.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, if you'll take a seat.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sharp has a question.
How far is the edge of paving from New Lane to the front property line? Does it match up or is there a gap?
We had a survey done. Mm-hmm.
The survey and it has the property line. It shows the right-of-way for New Lane, but I know that there are times, and it appears from the tax map, that there may be a little distance from the paving.
It's roughly about 2.5 feet from the property line to the actual street. You have that grass strip in between.
Mm-hmm. And then is this property, does it use well and septic?
Yes.
Where is the well and septic?
Back here.
All right. So the house is closer to New Lane because of where the
septic had to be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, I have no further questions, Madam Chair.
Okay,
thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Okay. Having none, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
One question I have, perhaps, Mr. Whitehouse. Looking at that drawing, I just want to confirm that we will not need a variance for the steps to the porch. They appear to project off the side. Have you had a chance to measure that to verify that we don't need a variance from the front yard for those steps?
No, but if it's to scale, then we could scale from the drawing.
I just want to make sure that we're covering all possible variances here.
I see it on the drawing, but I don't believe the sketch we have is to scale. So the answer is it could be included for completeness, but it
could perhaps we ask Mr. Fay to come up and testify about that.
It would be helpful.
They could put it on the side, right?
It is off the side. The question is what, and they are allowed to project. I just don't know if they're projecting too far. So, Mr. Fay, the issue that we've got, looking at the side elevation for the porch that's proposed, it's my understanding the steps to the porch will protrude off the side.
Correct. That's where they go. They go off the side and down that walkway to the driveway.
Do you know how far the steps are from where the edge of the house is currently, or how far they or from the building setback line?
They sit back about a foot from the front of the deck. So would that be 20, 21
and how
foot?
How wide are the steps?
Just standard, 36 inch.
Okay, so we're looking basically 4 feet from the house is where the steps would protrude out to?
Roughly, yeah.
Okay.
And as that is under 5, it may project 5 feet.
Yeah, and the house isn't to the front property line, so it would seem to be that we would be okay there.
So the steps are permitted.
Very good. Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you.
So really the only thing before you is the porch. Yeah.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 12364 for Wayne Fay and Mrs. Clements. I believe they've met the, or satisfied the five reasons for granting a variance, and with a septic system in the back, the house has to be where it needs to be, and for the man's handicap there, I believe it would help him.
All right, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.